3:13-14, the Bible says, "Then Moses said to God, 'Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them?' And God said to Moses, 'I am who I am.' And he said, 'Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you.' Moreover, God said to Moses, 'Thus shall you say to the children of Israel.'" Moving forward in time to a whole different scene, millennials, we find God himself in the flesh, in his son Jesus, reiterates these words again in John's Gospel, chapter 8, number 58. Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." That shook them, that angered them, that stirred them. Why? Because they knew what he was saying. To the religious leaders, that was blasphemy. They were very dedicated and committed. They understood what I told you in the first verse with Moses. They were very committed to the law, the Torah. And then for Jesus, this man, this flesh, this one that they knew, Mary's son, son of a carpenter, to say these words, "Before Abraham was, I am." Whew. This one and the same, I am. God is who he says he is. God is all that he says about himself. With Abraham, Moses, others, God began to reveal himself, Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai. We could go on, different names, but those names again really reflected the characteristics of God, who he was. And you know, this morning I want to reflect to us, hopefully by the Spirit of God, I pray God will anoint me for the next few moments to convey to us that he's still that I am today. He is the I am in your life, in my life. He is the I am in whatever way that we need him. Amen? And we need those different attributes of God at different seasons in our life. Some today may need him in a different fashion, in a different way. In this fallen world, in this world that's fallen, dark, confused, chaos, that all of us that are believers and children of God today have put our trust in Christ, were once captured the same way, once going the same path, once going the same journey. But by the goodness and the grace of God, he interrupted that. We know him today, but still being in this world, there are things and times and seasons we all have, folks, that how many know you left, that you maybe not understand everything, but God is good and he's faithful. And he is who he says he is. See, there's a difference even there when Moses stood before Pharaoh. Pharaoh posed the questions to Moses, "God sent me here, let my people go." Pharaoh just dismissed. It would probably have been all different if he had asked that in a question form. Who is this God you're talking about? But he dismissed, "Who is this God that he, I'm God. I am God here." But even when Moses asked this pose, who do I tell him, Lord? Who do I tell him? You're asking me to do this. And God says, "You just tell him I am who I am." Hallelujah. I'm a savior. That's who he is this morning. He's a savior this morning. Every single person needs a savior. You need a savior this morning. Because we were lost. This world's lost. Last weekend we celebrated that death, burial, resurrection of the Lord for that purpose. But he is the Savior. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Hallelujah. That's why he came. How many are glad that he found you this morning? Amen. See, as I say many times, it wasn't really us that was looking and running for him. You may have run to what he was doing, but it was he that was running after you. It was God that came searching for us that was lost. Acts 4:12 says, "Nor is there salvation in any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which by we must be saved." No other name. I am the Savior of the world. He can be your Savior this morning. Anyone even here present, maybe those watching, you know what? If you don't know Jesus, he's that I am that you need in the form of a Savior this morning. Woo! No matter how lost you are, no matter how wayward you are, no matter how far you've strayed, he's a Savior this morning. Some of us, we know him that. We know the I am as a Savior, but then there's other times that we've needed him. You know what? He's a deliverer this morning. Israel experienced that, didn't he? When Moses was given that. Tell him I am. They began to see God as that deliverer. God even showed himself mighty in bringing them out of the bondage of the greatest nation feared that day. Been in that bondage for 400 years. It's all they knew. But see, God came and supernaturally displayed his power. Why? Because he said also, I am a deliverer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a deliverer. Anybody here this morning ever need that I am in your life? You ever been at that place where you needed deliverance? Come on. Maybe he doesn't need to part a Red Sea in your life. Maybe he doesn't need to pull that out from you this morning. But you know what? Just in the same fashion that Israel was in bondage and in darkness, you and I this morning, you may be free and come and go as you please. But if you don't know Christ, there is another bondage that you're in. There's another darkness that you're in that holds you and enslaves you. What is that? That's the bondage to your own sins. But I want to tell you something. He is the I am that can deliver you out of that. Amen. Bring you out of the spiritual Egypt and bring you into a promised land of his blessings and supernatural favor. Hallelujah. He's that deliverer this morning. Woo! Because he is who he says he is. We have to take him at his word. Do we believe that this morning? He's a deliverer. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought the Lord. There's the first key. We got to seek the Lord. We got to search for him when we go after him. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he delivered me of all my fears. Woo! See, that tells me that it doesn't mean that fears might not come against us. It doesn't mean, folks, we're still children. It rains on the just and the unjust, okay? We're in this world, not of it. We still feel the effects of it. We're around the evil of it. We're around all that. We're not home yet. He's not made all things new just yet, amen? But this is why I'm saying, even in the midst of all this, when we know this I am, who he is in our lives, that fears may come, but you know what? When we call on him, he will show us that I am the one that will deliver you out of all those fears. We talked a few weeks ago about facing and confronting that intimidator, amen? Conquering that fear. Psalms 107:6 says, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble." See, we can have troubles too. But here again, we don't need to focus and be captivated by that, because we know again that in this world we might have troubles, tribulation, but we know in it again what? He's the deliverer. Woo, bless the Lord. Amen. We wouldn't know he could solve a problem if we didn't have one, amen? We wouldn't know he could deliver us out of trouble if we didn't have one. We didn't know he could conquer my fears if I didn't confront them and have them. Amen. We don't magnify that. We magnify the Lord. We realize it. We see it. We address it. But again, we magnify Jesus. God is bigger, as we say. Amen. It depends where focus is. That we magnify anything in our life. We can make anything bigger than it really is. Hallelujah. That's why I said, oh, come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Woo, hallelujah. We can magnify a problem or we can magnify the Lord. Amen. Glory. Because in reality, that's what he's saying to us this morning. I am. I'm that Savior. I'm that deliverer. 1 John 5:4-5 says this, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Whew. You ought to plant that right in your spirit this morning. Whatever's born of God. You know why? Because God cannot be defeated. He's never been defeated, never will be defeated. I don't care even what it looks like. Even on Calvary that day, you know what? They danced around and it looked like he had lost. It looked like he was defeated. It looked like, you know, even into the Greeks and everybody else, he's a wimpy savior. You say this is a king? Look at this king. He's between murderers. Ha! But see, here is again, just like us. We see things in the natural sometimes and catch that. But it's, oh, God had something bigger in mind. Amen. God, there was no way that was defeat. It was in their eyes, but it was victory, my, in the mind of God. Glory to God. Why? Because God just again was saying, setting the enemy up. It's all under the divine plan and sovereignty of God. Oh, and I want to tell you today, it's not always just how we see it. Here again, do we know the I am of that situation? Do we know the I am of my situation? Glory to God. Am I confident that he's a deliverer? Am I born of God? See, you're born, whatever is born of God, we have the seed of God in us. That's how we're born again, by the Spirit. His seed is in us. We're made new, amen. And he said, whatever overcomes the world. That's why Jesus said, Jesus had that opposition. Jesus had that. Jesus faced that enemy. You know what? But he said, because I've overcome, you'll overcome also. Ooh. Hallelujah. Never was he defeated. Tempted, tested in all points, never one time. My. This is getting good now, isn't it? Whatever is born of God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Whew. That's the most precious thing God's given you and me this morning. We can say faith, talk faith, preach faith. Faith is a lot of dress. But let me tell you, this is again, faith is something, it's given to you by God. Your faith was given to you. But again, we begin to mature it. We feed our faith. We develop our faith. Our faith grows and matures. Amen? It gets perfected. It's the most precious gift that you have. It is in your faith, again, that you learn, amen, who he is. It is in your faith walk with him that you develop that intimacy with the Lord, that relationship with him, knowing the I am, knowing him, knowing the great I am, knowing that he is who he says he is. He displays this who I am. This is my character. All these events in time and history and even today. But do we know him in these areas of our life as well? Who is he who overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Our faith. Because why again? In this world, it's fallen. In this world, there's sometimes things, folks, there's disappointments. Amen? We all have them. There's disappointments. There's hurts, losses, all those things again. But if we don't know this, know the I am, understand that this is, even in the midst of that, we know who he is. You know what? We're not going to be defeated. We're going to overcome. We're going through. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to finish. Finish. He's the I am. He says, I am your healer. Amen. He's a healer, folks. He's a healer. He's who he says he is. He's who he says he is. Bless the Lord. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He doesn't change. He hasn't deviated from his character. Hallelujah. Why do we need a healer? Healing, again, can come in many ways, not just physically. He bore stripes for a physical healing. Yes, he did. All our diseases, sickness, no matter what it is, it's subject, amen, to the stripes he bore. Stripes he bore, the blood he shed's greater than any of that. But there is the physical healing, amen. But sometimes, how many know there's scars, other areas that needs emotional healing, soulish wounds, spiritual wounds, bruised for our iniquities, all that. You know what? He's the healer for us this morning. I said, it's a fallen world. God loves you. He didn't say we wouldn't get hurt sometimes. He didn't say, you know, we might fall and scratch our knee. We didn't get bad report. Amen. People do that, folks. You're again, but that's why, let's focus on him. He is the one what that can deliver us, bring life to that, heal that, restore that. Woo! Amen. See, God doesn't take pleasure. Here's what we got to understand. We're in a fallen world. Paul said it like this. We go all the way back to the fall, okay? God's going to restore it one day. This is what he's doing now. The enemy's working, God's working, amen? These two kingdoms, we've taught on that, are at clash, at war. God will restore all things in one day, but we're still right now in the midst. God didn't get pleasure. It breaks God's heart. God didn't take pleasure at anybody this morning that's so lost and so hurt, so bound, so overwhelmed, so depressed, it's so dark in their lives. God's not up in heaven smiling that it's breaking his heart. But you know what he has already done? He has sent his son, and then he called the church. Now he said, I'm the light of the world as long as I'm in this world. But he said, now what? You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. God doesn't get pleasure. The evil that we see, the hurt, the chaos, the bitterness, the strife, the envy, all the, we could go on. God's not pleasure in that. Why didn't God just jump in and do all that, stop all that? Here again is why I say we're in this world, Jesus said, but not of it. When he left in John 17, he said, I pray, Father, not only for these, but for them also that after them, after I'm gone, after I'm finished, that will believe on me, following these. He's talking generations. I'm praying for them too. That you don't take them out of this world, but you preserve them in this world. I need them here, Lord. We're still here for a reason. If God's done with us, he'll take us, okay? Hallelujah. Lord tarries, we're going that way sometimes. Why? Because we're in the fallen world. That's why we get a new body, I've said many times. We're victorious here. Amen. My Lord, God is so awesome and good. We're celebrating him in this old temple, but you know what? This one right here is not the one that's going to walk in glory because of the curse, because of the fall, because of the sin. Ha. Woo, but the Lord's going to make it all new one day. We get a brand new one. Woo. This same spirit in me now that's redeemed, oh, is going to have a brand new one one day. Isn't that awesome? Woo. He's the I am. I'm your healer. Matthew 9:35 said, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. That's what he came. I am. Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus wants to heal people. Jesus loves people. He wants to fill us, soak us with his love. Amen. He's given us that authority and power this morning, church. He really has. What? To reach out to the broken. Reach out to the hurting. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. All of you got gifts. But do we believe this is, again, God says, this is who I am. I am. I'm giving you a few right here. But do we believe it? Is he that in my life? Do I believe that? Can I call on him? As I said, I've called on him as a Savior. I know the I am as a Savior. I know the deliverer. But do I know him in this other area? I don't need a Savior this morning. Maybe I don't need deliverance out in here. But oh, I'm lacking in some areas. I'm lacking. But you know what? He said, I am your provider this morning. Woo! I am your provider. I am Jehovah Jireh. Amen? I am your provider. Psalms 34:10 says, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Hallelujah. You believe that this morning? Do we believe that this morning? Will God fulfill that? I am. Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those what who walk uprightly. I believe that. Hallelujah. Amen. I am. He loves us. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. What? And all these things will be added unto you. Come on. You know what we need to do? Seek the person of Jesus. We need to seek Jesus. Seek the I am. We need to seek his heart. Seek his face, not just his hand. See, if we'll seek him, the I am, the person, we will have these benefits. Smith Wigglesworth used to go in the meetings. He said, you know what? I didn't come to preach to you salvation, but I come to preach to you about a Savior. Ooh, glory. I didn't come to preach to you about healing, but I come to preach to you about a healer. Hallelujah. I didn't come to preach to you about deliverance tonight, but I come to preach to you and proclaim the deliverer. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Woo! He is that I am. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according what to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, the I am. It's a promise. Amen. He'll take care of us when there's lack. He'll take care of us if we'll what? Put him first. Believe him. Believe he is who he said he was. If I lack in a monetary way, I lack in a spiritual way, I lack any area, you know what? I can call on him. I can seek him. He said, I am your provider. Hallelujah. He's a protector. How many know that? I am your protector this morning. See, the Bible talks to us, calls us like sheep. Hallelujah. How many know sheep need a shepherd? Amen. Sheep can get bold, but pretty much by nature, they're pretty dumb animals. Hallelujah. And I have to include myself because I'm a sheep too. Come on. But you know, those sheep feel confident, comfortable when they get close to that shepherd, that particular flock. They learn he's there, what, to protect them. He's got that staff and that rod. You know what? He cares for his sheep. They're his responsibility. Because he knows too, even those sheep sometimes are not even realized that out there lurking are those ravenous wolves, wanting so much to pounce on him, wanting so much the opportunity, wanting so much to see one of them get away from the flock, wanting so much to get in there. But see, they know, they don't even realize that, but they feel the security because of that shepherd. Even David himself, what, said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. One translation says, I shall have no want. No good thing. He makes me what? To lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside, not those real rushing waters, but the calm waters. The sheep won't get where there's this real rushing waters moving, but where it's calm. Because they know they're going to provide. Let me tell you something. He's a protector. Our shepherd knows where that old ravenous wolf is. He knows the enemies. And they're there, folks. That's why I'm saying again, we're not out of that yet. Satan's always praying. He's that, Peter said, roaring lion, going about seeking whom he may devour. Trip you up. Get in your life. Weave himself in. The thief, Jesus said, come to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that you might have life. But the thief steal, and that's what he's doing. That's what he's about. To bring havoc, bring harm, bring division, bring chaos, destroy lives. Breaks God's heart, folks. Tammy shares sometimes some things with me that when she has to see, it breaks her heart. People's lives that are just so messed up. She was just telling me about one recently that just came in and just probably overdosed. Young, very young. Didn't know they were there. I don't know if she lived or not. But you know what? That's a precious life that Jesus loves and died and shed his blood for. For whatever reason, the enemy, in subtle ways, got in there. But I'm glad this morning that we have a protector that loves us. Psalms 121, 7 and 8 says, the Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Isn't that beautiful? The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. What's that mean? If we have something in to preserve, it means we want to keep it, right? Means it might be the potential there of the bacteria to contaminate it, but what we put that preserved is that, you know what? Again, we're in this world, but not of it. We got evil all around us. We got chaos all around us. We're all in it. But you know what? The Lord said, I'm going to preserve you right in the middle of it. You're mine. You're my child. You put your life, your hand in my hand. You're walking before me. You're walking with me. I'm going to preserve you. Woo! Hallelujah. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a protector. I am. He shall preserve your soul. Verse 8, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. 2 Timothy 4:18, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. Glory to God. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Look at that. He's going to preserve me, deliver me, and what? He's getting me ready for that heavenly kingdom. Woo! Hallelujah. You're mine. He'll perfect that which concerns us, and he's perfecting us. Amen. I love this one. Maybe you don't need that this morning, but I've had times in my life, you know what? I needed a comforter. Anybody ever here, you needed a comforter? Anybody needed a comforter? Why? Come on. This is why I say again, he's the I am. If we never had a problem, never had a hurt, never had a doubt, never had a fear, never had a worry, never had issues, never had family problems, things in there, you know what? Never had all things. We wouldn't need that, but you know what? There are times, again, God's children love Jesus all their heart. You know what? But that's why he said, I know you're still going to meet him. I know that you have this enemy. I know that he wants to come in. I know you're going to have this, but I promise you that I'm not going to leave you comfortless, he said. I've got to go. My mission's about finished, but he said, I'm not leaving you by yourself. I love what Jesus always reiterated, that you'll never be by yourself. You will never be alone. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never fail you. I won't abandon you. I won't leave you like orphans. But I'll be with you always. That's why I love about the comforter. He said, I'm going to pray the Father that he send the comforter. And when he comes, he will lead you and guide you, teach you. Jesus lives in us by his Spirit. That's why I say he looked at them that day and said, you know what? I'm with you now, but one day I'll be in you. I'm with you now, but one day I'll be in you. Spirit had not come yet, but one day I will be in all of you, every one of you. The Spirit. Hallelujah. He's a comforter. Isaiah 51:12. I love this verse. I am. I caught that in that verse. I am he who comforts you. Glory to God. I am who I am. I'm the one that comforts you. Hallelujah. God cares about your hurt. That's the beauty of that, isn't it? We go through seasons, and thank God we go through. They're not meant to last forever. Was that little song sometimes? Got a little click to a trouble. Don't last always. Amen. Hallelujah. It don't last always. It's a season. It's a season. This too shall pass. Come on. Hallelujah. But you know what? In the midst of that, he comforts us. He didn't say we wouldn't cry. He didn't say we wouldn't hurt. He didn't say we wouldn't have that pain. But he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm there with you. I'm going to comfort you. Don't you fear. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to protect you. 2 Corinthians 1:5 says, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Huh. Woo! Psalms 147 and 3, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. That's the beauty of Jesus. That's the beauty of Jesus. That's the beauty of Jesus, folks. There's some people can give that, say, if it had not been for God. There's some people that were so close to ending it all, but you know what? The Lord stepped in. If you've not known that, it's easy to say, it's easy to look at someone else if you've not walked in their shoes, isn't it? That's why we have to be careful. Maybe we have not walked in those shoes. Some have not walked in theirs. But you know what? He's the I am of all that situation. He wants you to know that he cares about it. He'll comfort you in that, through that, bring you out to the other side. Hallelujah. He's holding you. He's comforting you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. That's, again, that trust in the Lord, isn't it? To trust the Lord with all of our heart. I am. Thank you, Lord. I love this verse of Scripture, Revelation 21:4. Listen to this. It says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow or crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? He's going to make all things new, folks. That's why I say sometimes, and we go through those seasons like that, you know what? We need to see the bigger picture. God, help us and give us grace to see from your perspective the bigger picture. Woo! Folks, we're going to live forever. We're going to live forever. You get that? That's why I'm saying let's strive to get all we can in our families, encourage our children, our loved ones. Let's serve Christ, live for God. God didn't promise you, we may have ups and downs and hills and valleys here, things that come, things that rise up, things unexpected, all that, challenges that hit us. But that didn't mean, again, listen to what I'm saying this morning. When you call on the I am in that, whatever that might be, God, you know what? He's going to comfort you. He's going to deliver you. He will protect you. He'll help you. He'll get you through it, okay? He'll get you through it. Maybe some tears and weeping in that. But you know what? He said, you're my child. I'm not abandoning you. I won't abandon you. I won't forsake you. I'm going to lift you up in this. Praise God, because there's a day of coming. Listen, child of God, I'm going to wipe away every tear. Hallelujah. That's why I say this again, folks. God is who he says he is. I'll preach it till I die. I've told people before, that's why he's a healer. I've prayed for people, seen them healed. I've prayed for people, seen them delivered. I've prayed for people, seen them die. Amen. It doesn't change that fact. Glory to God. You know what? I'll see more people healed. I'll see miracles, but I'll preach more funerals if Jesus tarries. Death will come, but there's coming a day he's conquered death. There'll be no more death. Amen. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more division. There'll be no more all that. We're not there yet. Amen. That's why I say, don't let it trouble you. Trouble don't last always. He's going to wipe away our tears one day. The great I am is going to come and establish his kingdom, set up his rule and domain, and the old order of things as it is now under the God of this world, the God that created the world, will step in again and let all creation know in heaven and earth and hell and everywhere that I am who I said I am, and I will do what I said I would do, saith the Spirit of God. He tobosakaba, he pandelebosai, pasuribia tamakaya. God, I feel the glory of God. Hear the word of the Lord. But I declare in this place today that, yea, I still am the I am. I still am the I am that rules over your circumstance and situation. There is nothing that gets past me. There is nothing that I am not aware of, saith the Lord. But I would encourage those, even in this place today, that I am the God of your situation. I am the God that already has gone before you. I am the God in these areas that I declare to you this day, says the Spirit of the Lord. Allow me to show you who I am. Believe I am who I said I am. And I will fulfill that which I have placed in your life, says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 My God. Spirit of the Lord's brooding right now, folks. Something shifted on me. Something shifted here right now. Oh, I got a few more I am points there, but I don't want to miss the Holy Ghost. Hey, whoosh. Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord. He's everything you need this morning, church. Are you lost? He's your guide this morning. I am your guide. Proverbs said to trust in him with all your heart. Don't lead to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He said, I'll direct you. He said, and I just brought Psalms 32:8. I'll instruct you and I'll teach you in the way you shall go. I'm your guide. I'm there for you. You need peace this morning. Thank God for the peace of God. He said, I am your peace this morning. He said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give unto you. So don't let your heart be troubled. Let it not be afraid. Woo! Colossians 3:15, he said, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Woo! Allow it this morning, church. Allow that peace of God to rule in your heart. My God, the peace of God, the peace of God. That's why I'm saying, when it can be anxious all around you, it can be chaos all around you, it can be troubles all around you, it can be waves all around you, but allow the peace of God to rule in your hearts. Glory to God. Whew. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I love this verse. And verse 7, Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Listen to that. That's why I'm saying again, because all of us do, folks. We got that mind. We got that analytical mind. We got our own mind, yes, that sometimes we lack understanding. God, there's just sometimes in life, folks, I'm just saying this. I don't care who, you just can't explain it. There may be sometimes, God doesn't have to give us the answer to everything. That's why we want to trust him. Trust him. That's why he said, trust me. Lean not to your own understanding. But you trust me. God loves you as his child. He would never do anything to harm you. Everything that God does for us, he's doing it for our good as a heavenly father. Whatever he might allow or permit, whatever. I want to tell you, that's a lie of hell, amen. That's why, again, the more we know him, the closer we are with him. We know that, amen. We won't believe no lie of hell, glory to God. We won't believe no demon. We know that our father loves us. We know that. We're assured of that. We're assured of his love. Amen. You know what it said? It will guard. It will guard. Why does it have to guard if something's not trying to get in? Why does it have to vent against something if something's not trying to capture your mind, get in your mind, play with your thoughts, get in your head? But he said, my God, you come before me, make your, and my peace will guard, protect your mind. Hallelujah. I am your peace. I am. I'm your joy. Romans 15, 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Nehemiah 8 and 10, we quoted the latter portion, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. My. Psalms 35, weeping may endure for a night, church, but you know what? Somebody say, joy coming in the morning. Amen. Woo. I said, trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always, sweetie. Trouble don't last always. Weeping may. He didn't say we wouldn't cry. He didn't say we wouldn't hurt sometimes. He didn't say we wouldn't feel the pain. But my God, I promise you, he said, it may endure for now, but joy, child of God, will be coming in the morning. The sun's going to pop up over the horizon. Just don't you, amen, just don't you quit. Amen. You just be still in my presence. You stay under the covert of my wings. You stay in the shelter of my wings. Amen. Hold on, child of God. Hold on, amen. I know your heart may be broken, but I'm going to restore it, amen. Amen. Sun's going to come up. Joy is going to come back to you in the morning, praise God. Why? Because I am your God. I'm your healer, your wisdom, your life, in everything that you need. We need direction and guidance. See, the ecclesiastical writer said there's a time for all things, folks. We can't stop that in this fallen world. I'm not going to read Ecclesiastes 3. Go through it. There's a time. There's time to be born. Then there's a time to die, he said. Time to cry. Time to laugh, amen. Time to mourn. Then there's time to dance. Time for all these things. Hallelujah. You know what? He's everything we need. Jesus is everything we need. I scribble a few more down if I can. These are just Jesus I am's. John 6, 35, he said, I am the bread of life. John 8, 12, he said, I am the light of the world. John 9, 10, 9, he said, I am the door. John 15, 1, he said, I am the true vine. John 16, 11, I am the good shepherd. John 11, 25, I am the resurrection and the life. Look at all these I am's in there. John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Oh, folks, storms come. You know what? And again, we're not to focus on that. We're not to get on that. But you know what? As one person once said, I love it, said, when storms come, run to God. Don't run from him. Amen. Run into his arms. Run into his arms this morning. He's I am over your situation. He's I am this morning. Would you slip your hand up to him right now for a moment? Father, we love you. You're so faithful, so good. Oh, you are who you said you are. You are who you said you are. We give you glory. We give you praise this morning, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you. While every head is bowed, I want to just make sure there's an opportunity. Maybe I didn't touch areas in your own personal life this morning. But starting with the very first one, I am a Savior, but is he a Savior to you? Do you know Jesus as a Savior this morning? Have you really surrendered? Do you know him that way in your life? If you're here this morning, I'm going to ask you in sincerity as the Lord's speaking to your heart. You may know about him, may believe in him, may have knowledge up here, but you know you've never surrendered to him. You don't know him as that Savior this morning. But he wants to show and demonstrate himself to you that he's that I am. That's you this morning. I'm not coming back to anybody, but if you're concerned about that, you're saying, I want to make that change. I believe that, know that, believe what you said, but I know that I need to make that step. I need to make that decision myself and receive Christ as my Savior. I want to do that. I want to make that change in my life. Is there anybody here this morning? Maybe God's been dealing with you, speaking to your heart. You want to make that change, surrender to Jesus. Anybody else? Maybe just slip your hand up, signal, Pastor, pray for me. Pray for me. Hallelujah. I know I need him. God loves you this morning. He really does. He deeply cares for you. He wants to flood your life with his joy, his love, his peace. He'll take your sin, take your brokenness, your hurt, all your messed up stuff, and he'll exchange it, give you his joy, his peace, his love. Wow. What a gift. Oh, yes, Lord. Maybe you've known the Lord at one time. Maybe you're that prodigal this morning. Maybe all this is very real to you and you believe and understand it. But like that prodigal boy wandered and ventured off from the Father's house. But you know what? When he came to himself, he realized he ran back to Father's house. If you're that prodigal this morning, you know where your real joy is. You know where your real peace is. You know where real happiness is. Father's still standing there waiting. Father never did leave his position. See, it was the son said, I'm gonna check out this far country. But the father was always there waiting when you decide to return home. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Father, I thank you. Receive right now. I just feel it this way. Receive the I am of your life. Receive the I am of your situation this morning. Something about the name. Yes, there is. Come on, just slip your hands up to him one more time. Jesus, something about it. Come on, stand to your feet with me. Just for a moment.
There's healing in the name of Jesus.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
There's peace in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. There's something about the name of Jesus.
Come on, say his name. Say his
name.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
There's peace in the name of Jesus.
Oh, come on now, say it. Jesus. There's just something about his name.
Something about the name of Jesus.
I love your name, Lord.
There's peace in the name of Jesus.
Peace in the name. Jesus. 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 Oh, we love you. We worship you, Lord. You're a good, good Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Say it just one more time.
The name of Jesus.
There's
healing in the name of Jesus.
Healing in the name.
There's peace in the name of Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
We love you. We love
there's
you, Lord.
Something about the name
Spirit of
Jesus.
The Lord.
There's
brood over your people, God. I give you glory, Lord. I give
you
praise. I give you honor. Hallelujah. What a beautiful Savior. Sister Kathy's getting ready to come.